This call may be recorded for quality assurance and record-keeping purposes.
Wait while I transfer your call.
I'm on the phone.
You, Grant.
It is me.
What's up?
Grant.
Just got your email.
Yeah.
Let me see.
There may be a chance we're looking at different companies.
Yeah, I know this one I had to kind of like really dig in to the report on our end, so let me pull it up, because it looked like it was okay, but then like the original pre-call was bad, and I was like, there must be something going on under the hood. Let me pull up the deal. Give me 1 second.
Because I think you're referencing like EMI, and it's like EMI Networks, and I think that there was like another deal we did called the EMI, or like they had an old company that they closed out years ago.
It was actually the personal credit, which is all, so both business and personal was a little beat up. So let me just pull up the. So we check Equifax. So there is always going to be slight differences, but in the score, but it's going to be more or less similar. I've seen some be higher than others. Let me see. On our end, actually, the FICO score itself was just about the same, only off by 5 points. But here's, okay, yeah, so everything else is reporting the same, though. All right, so if you see on the first page, because I actually went to my go-to underwriter to, like, kind of be like, hey, can you just tell me what is the story here? And he kind of isolated it. So if you see on the credit report that you gave, on the profile summary,
mm-hmm.
and it's the same number that our team saw. That's why I kind of matched the numbers. Let me pull that up.
A past due amount.
Yeah, so you see that. So on our side, I see 172.14, and that same amount is reporting 172.14. And if you look at the delinquency counter, there's 8 derogatories, and
I only have 1.
So hold on, but what I saw was an Amex that was the main culprit. So there, if you look down in the report, there's an Amex credit card that had a high balance of 247. And it was a charged off debt for $200K.
There it is.
So they're 107, and so you see that past due, 170K. Basically, that they just fucked over MX.
Yeah.
So that was, and so usually whenever I see kind of a big revenue business that looks pretty good on at first glance, and then we get kind of that kind of credit risk. Which that all that is our on deck score. But usually I just have to then dive in the file, figure out what the story is. And then our underwriters, so he just kind of very quickly was like, hey, yeah, he said to me, looks good at first, but then if you look at the report itself, this merchant has some serious issues very recently. So that Amex looks like status date. Yeah, and there's the 170. That 172.14. So basically since April of 2016, status date of that, there just hasn't been any movement, and they charged off that big-ass credit card.
Dang it, I can't believe I missed that amateur hour over here with a 697, I was like, or whatever it is, I was like, oh.
Yeah, it looked good. When I saw high 600s, I'm like, okay, and I think probably the reason is that this is such a recent charge-off that it hasn't really impacted the score as much as it could have. So I'm sure over the next, the reason why is, like, I had a merchant actually explain this to me when they had kind of issues that the longer that, so a lot of times when these charges happen, sometimes they can go back and renegotiate and like credit repair build. So they kind of leave it alone. Like the credit score won't really drop substantially until it gives them some time to kind of remediate. But, if it doesn't resolve itself after a certain amount of months, then, it'll really hit, kind of.
Start hitting them hard. Okay. That makes sense.
So, unfortunately, it looks good. That's why I was kind of surprised it didn't get a prequel. But whenever I see kind of that past, so I always look for certain metrics in our Salesforce. Mm-hmm. And when I saw that past due account amount of 172.14, I was like, that's, going to alert anyone. It's like, all right, they just stiffed, Amex for some, pretty large sum. So.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. I get it. And, I get it. It was a good looking deal. And I knew obviously if we can get two, 200 or 250, that'd be a slam dunk. I mean, it'd be an easy win with the offer you guys currently had. So, and tell Kevin, too, just, I like Kevin, nice guy. Tell him, keep him coming, and, send over as many as you can, and, I'm glad we can definitely get some more good ones done here.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think that he'll be fine with it. You know, we got 200K at Business Backers. It's just surprising that no one else brought it up.
Yeah, I'm surprised too. I mean, it's one of those things that it's kind of in there. It's just when our process, you know, our process is automated, so you know, like it reads those metrics and it's like, okay, clearly there's a past due charge up that's going to really affect the score. But I did see in the business credit, which is also a reason. I'm sure some of those guys don't check business credit, but the business credit, actually, I'm going to pull it up right now. PayNet was reporting kind of similar type. Let's see here. They've been 30 to 60 days delinquent 18 times. They've been 60 to 90 days delinquent 4 times, 90 days plus delinquent 1 time. And all of these are recent. Most recently, June.
What's the name of the company on that, though? Is it the... What is the company name? Like, do you have the FEIN there, too?
Let me see. It says PayNet Identifying Data, Brand Build, Inc., Street Address, 312 Elm Street.
They got us.
Let me see if
no, that's us. I have it up in front of me. I just wanted to make sure. I know that I think Kevin mentioned that he had submitted a deal previously that was just called EMI, and thinking maybe that was a mistake, but okay. All right, I just need to call him and let him know that the information is correct. We'll make him look at the credit report, and he sent me one, but I'll just be able to, like, look at the one he sent me. It's on page...
Yeah, that 170 was the deal killer, basically. If they didn't have it, this would have been... If that wasn't there, I'm sure this would have been a slam dunk 250. No question. 250 on this one. So, but it's a pretty big reason to not have, but still, if that wasn't there, it would have been... Done deal. I'm sure we would probably got, you know, pretty nice executive pricing options if needed to.
One moment. There it is. Okay. All right. Yeah, page 4. All right. I see it. Page 4. Okay. All right, man. Well, I'm always going to be fighting for him, and I appreciate you fighting for us. And, yeah, we'll get some more done just shortly, I'm sure.
Absolutely, man. Do your thing. And, yeah, I'm sure we'll talk tomorrow. Are you going to be in the office tomorrow?
Good. Yeah, we'll be here tomorrow.
Cool. Yeah, we're the only stupid one working, but that's how it goes.
That's just the way it is. All right, I'll talk to you soon.
All right, man. Later, man.
Bye.